This that you're teaching this week, it clears up things for people, you know.
Right.
They see what actually was happening. Instead of just seeing the headlines that the newspaper might come up with, through the Spirit of God and an anointed revelation like you're giving us, you see the whole picture.
That's right.
Have you made the choice for heaven? Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, join Gloria Copeland and her special guest Billy Brim as they continue their new series, Heaven is a Real Place. Now, here's Gloria.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. Our good friend Billy Brim's with us from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and she's got a message for us, and you don't want to miss any of it. Glory to God. Speak it to us, Billy.
Well, actually, I do have a message, and the Lord wants me just to be brave enough and say it.
Well.
And I've been on a quest.
You've come to the right audience.
Yeah, I think so. This is the right group.
That's right.
You know, we were talking about Glenn Clark this morning, and he wrote that book about George Washington Carver and other books. And he had he was a part of something called Camp Farther Stout.
Yes.
And Vanetta Copeland.
That's right.
Brother Copeland's mother went to that. And many, many good things. I think Rufus Mosley went to that as well.
I think so.
And I thought, well, this is far out this week. But, you know, far out is coming closer.
That's right.
Heaven's coming closer.
Yes,
actually,
it is.
Heaven's about to kiss earth. And many things are happening. And the Lord's had me on a kind of a quest. He gave me the ministry of a witness, and so he had me witnessing things in Oral Roberts' life, witnessing things
yes.
in other places.
Kentagan.
And so we're here to share with you what the Lord showed me was going to happen when Brother Roberts left earth, and now he's left earth. And we're going to get to it exactly how he showed it, but I'm just going to give you just a little quip of it right now. We're not going to go into detail about it until later.
Don't miss it.
But don't miss it. You got to be here all the week.
That's right.
Or set your
TiVo.
Your TiVo or to record it. And the Lord showed me that when he left, there would be a major shift in the heavenlies, and showed me that a long time before he left, and he corroborated it. So we'll talk about that later. But right now, I'm going to talk about... The connection, he left about the same time Billy Joe Daugherty.
Mm-hmm.
And Billy Joe Daugherty was the pastor of Victory Christian Center in Tulsa, right across the street from Oral Roberts University. Now, the Lord showed me about the connection in their lives. And he had shown me, because I said yesterday that Brother Hagin, the Lord had told Brother Hagin to study on glory, and that I did that. And then there came, my message came to be for years, the glorious church. That the church Jesus came for would be the glorious church filled with his glory and not one that was tainted or hiding and scared in a rabbit hole. So right. Here's the scripture that we'll begin with. Ephesians 5:25. Christ, the anointed one, also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. Now, that was the key scripture of my ministry for many years. And the Lord showed me that in the glorious church, there are glorious connections, that some are from the past. You have certain ministers from yeah. the past that you'll read after, and you'll be connected more
That's
with
right.
them. Then you'll have... connections at the present time when you're living. And he said the body is a type of the church. He's the head. We're the body. And then in the body, like fingers on a hand, they work together. The thumb, the fingers, they work together. They pick up this cup of coffee. They pick up this pencil. They write. And he said, that's how you'll be, and you'll have people that you'll work with. And recently the Lord said to me, those connections are going to grow stronger.
Mm, praise God.
You and I will be stronger, more stronger.
Amen.
But that's something recent. Now, he said you'll work, back at the time he showed me this, you'll work with these like fingers on a hand. You couldn't possibly live in a human body. You can't know everybody in the body of Christ personally. You can't work personally with people in China, for instance. But they'll work together like fingers on a hand. They won't be cut off from the hand floating out in space. They'll still be connected to the body. They'll scratch the back. They'll rub the feet. You and Ken went to China. You rubbed the feet of the people there. But there are people that you'll work with, and they called, he said, in the glorious church, there are glorious connections. Now, recently, two people who were connected in the body of Christ, I'm connected with Kenneth Hagin very much so. Mm-hmm. And we talked about it yesterday on the program. And that the same, not to the degree of his anointing, but the same two offices he stood in, prophet and teacher, those are the two offices of the fivefold ministry I stand in. The office primarily that Oral Roberts stood in, of course he was an apostle, a builder of things, and of course Billy Joe was an apostle, but also the very strong office in both their lives was evangelist. And an evangelist, a true evangelist in the body of Christ, we see from the example of Philip in the Word, they have miracles working. And there were miracles that worked in Oral Roberts' ministry.
Yes.
Bless the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And miracles work in his son, Richard, who has an anointing from his father. But it was Billy Joe and Brother Roberts that went home together. And when they went home together, it was so close.
Within a few weeks.
Brother Roberts passed from earth to heaven Billy Joe passed around Thanksgiving time. And November 22nd, 2009, we had his memorial on November 30th, on a Monday. Now, around Christmas time, Brother Oral Roberts went home. He passed on either the 14th or the 15th, and I'll tell you why I say either in a minute. And we had his memorial service on December 21st. You and I talked yesterday about, it was surreal, Gloria. They had both of their services in the Mabee Center at the ORU campus. It was surreal. Mm-hmm. It was like you repeated what you did 3 weeks before. You went to Billy Joe's memorial, and he passed from earth to heaven, and there were people from all over the world there honoring him. And then 3 weeks later, you're back in the very same room, the very same place with thousands of people, often the same people.
Yeah.
And it's packed out the Mabee Center. And there you are again at the memorial service of two men who were connected.
That's right.
In fact, Billy Joe went first, and they had a video of Brother Oral Roberts expressing his love for Billy Joe and that he loved him as a son. And of course, there's the Oasis Network. It's a radio network mm-hmm. that David Ingalls mm-hmm. has that's around the country, really. And I did a road show with Oral Roberts' daughter just after he went home to heaven. His daughter's Roberta Potts. And she played the organ, you know, for her daddy's 10th meeting. I've laughed with Roberta about that. He always wanted, only believe. She said, I'd play it over and over and over and over, and every once in a while I'd change. And she said, my dad would look up at me and he'd say, Roberta, let's go back to that song. And so she's play that one, you know, over again. Of course, they sang all kinds of song at the tent meetings. But during that healing line, he wanted their faith extended,
yes,
only believe. So Roberta and I did a meeting and together, and she shared there with me many things, as did his
Where
son.
Where was that, Billy?
That was in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I think I'll say that right here.
Okay.
Because it's really important with Ken's teaching on the blessings. Some years back, Sister Jeannie Wilkerson, and she's one of those ones that I'm connected to. She was a prophetess. God used her to prophesy
yes.
to Brother Hagin more than any other
yes,
person.
Yes, that's right.
She had a prayer group, and that prayer group prayed together for years. During the Vietnam War, they prayed every single night, about seven women in that prayer group. God would translate her over to the cells in Hanoi during the Vietnam War of Colonel Robinson Reisner. She would be translated over there where she would pray when he was being tortured. Mm. So she's quite a woman of prayer. And one night that prayer group was praying, and about 2 o'clock in the morning, Well, the Lord had given them an assignment that night. He wanted a certain, I don't know who, and they didn't know who, but he wanted an influence in the White House at that time out, broken. And so he told them he wanted them to get it. So they prayed in prayer, and at 2 o'clock in the morning, the Lord said, "You got it." Well, I don't know who it was or what it is. Just the Holy Ghost told him, "You got it." And so he said, "I'm going to reward you now." And he said, just before the coming of the Lord, there's going to be a roll call of states, as you have a roll call in the Democratic Convention and in the Republican Convention. And state by state, they're going to vote whether or not they're in the camp of God. And he said, there will be one state right next to another. One state will know blessing. Another will know cursing.
Texas made the cut, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. And so he took her through state by state by state. She did a TV program with this, with Kenneth Hagin Jr. And I recently got the transcript of it. However, she told me more personally than was on that television program. And she said that the Lord began always with something in the natural, and then he would move to the spiritual. Natural, and then move to the spiritual. And he began with the 8 states that begin with M. She didn't know there were 8 states that begin with M. And then he took her right down the line, Minnesota, Michigan, whatever, and told her how they'd vote in the camp of the Lord. And then he said the 3 states that begin with O. These are easier to remember: Oklahoma, Oregon, and Ohio. And he told her what would happen in those states. And Oklahoma was a state that was to know blessing, as was Texas. He did said with Texas, he began with the Lone Star State. That's where he began in the natural. He said it's no accident that Texas is a Lone Star State, because it could stand alone with all the resources that I have put there. And then he spoke to her about natural resources that were going to help finance the end time revival. And then he spoke to her about spiritual resources. And in Oklahoma, he talked about how a strong spiritual state it was, and what was there spiritually, and that it would know blessing. All right, now we're going to fast forward to, I think this was last year. It was probably in 2000. It was in 2009, early part of 2009. And I was in Tulsa. And I was going to preach at our church in Collinsville, a Glorious Church Fellowship. I walked out of my hotel in Tulsa on a Saturday morning, the Renaissance Hotel, and there was the paper, the newspaper, the Tulsa World. And it said that the state legislature, the Senate and the House of Oklahoma, had honored Oral Roberts. They had given him a commemoration for all he had done for the state of Oklahoma. Well, I tell you, I wept, I cried. Because I knew that everything Oral Roberts did, he'd had terrible fights about it.
Persecution,
horrible persecution. And that very newspaper, the Tulsa World, had recorded lots of the persecution. And I saw that where they said that they printed every word of his address, probably because it was a Saturday paper, you know, and they don't have a lot of news for that day. They printed all the words of his address to the state legislature. And so I then went the next day to our church Sunday, and I'm sitting there in the front row waiting for Pastor Lee Morgans to say, "Come on up here, Billy, and take the service." And I hear the voice of the Lord. And he said, "Now Oklahoma can be in line for the blessing." There was something that was not lined up for Oklahoma to have the blessing God intended them to have. And it had to do with the way they had treated this great general.
Yeah.
You see, you cannot touch God's anointed. It says that in the Bible, and especially in Samuel. Mm-hmm. Don't touch God's anointed. Don't touch God's anointed. It says that in Psalm 105. And somehow the state of Oklahoma had to make things right. Well, since then, I have met with the senator that God spoke to bring Oral Roberts there. And he told me, he said, the Lord dealt with me that we had to honor him. And he got the thing worked out. And he said, I contacted Brother Roberts to see if he'd come to Oklahoma and receive that. And, Brother Roberts was up in years, and he lived in California, and he didn't like to travel. And so he said, I wrote him, I contacted him. Looked like he wasn't going to be able to come, never answered me. And he said, I picked up the phone one day and said, I'm just going to have to take this plaque out there and this commemoration to him. And Sonny, you remember Sonny, yeah. his caretaker, Sonny said, oh, Brother Roberts told me to call you today and tell you he's coming. So Roberta, his daughter, helped him. And he came back and went to the state legislature, and they honored him. And when they did, then she asked him if he would do a radio program for the Oasis Network. And he agreed to do it, and you can listen to it. And he told wonderful things
Praise
about
God.
God's dealing with him to build that university. And so I was on that same road show with Roberta after Brother Roberts went home. And I told her this about Brother Roberts. Someone said, I think it was at his memorial, I think it was the new president, Mark Rutland of ORU. He said, isn't it amazing that a boy who stuttered was named Oral? And I think that's amazing. You
it
know,
is,
God,
isn't it?
It is amazing. But also there's something about his name in Hebrew. And I always knew this. The Hebrew, well, since I studied Hebrew, I didn't know it before. But the Hebrew word for light is or. When God said, let there be light, he said, Yihyeh or, and Yihyeh or. But you can get it from the word Torah. It's got or in the middle. That's the word of God. And you can get it from the word menorah. You can see the light, yeah. the lampstand. So his name was Or. It had to do with light. And then the A-L is a concerning or about or on light. So I always looked at his name, Oral, as about light, concerning light. He brought lots of light to the body of Christ.
Oh, my. The church thought God made them sick.
I know. And he brought them light.
And then they thought that he made them poor.
Yes.
And he, Brother Roberts, brought light on the abundant life. And God wants you well.
And God is good.
And God is good.
He's a good God.
It's the truth.
And so I knew that. And the Lord had already spoken to me about the date that Oral Roberts, and we're going to talk about that, we get on more in the week, the date that he went home was in the sovereign plan of God. So when Oral Roberts went home, either the 14th or the 15th, Roberta feels that he left his body, and then the body just kind of took a little while to go, like Brother Higgins did, mm-hmm. On the 14th and the 15th. And so we looked on my Hebrew calendar. I went to it to see when he left. And look here, you can see that these dates on the Hebrew calendar are orange. Mm-hmm. That's because it's in the Feast of Hanukkah. He went home on the Feast of Hanukkah, and I was sitting there talking to Roberta. She got it right away because she knew this. The name of the Hanukkah is the Feast of Lights. It is the Feast of Lights because the miracle of the lights that were lit, and they lasted, the oil lasted for 8 days. And Jesus himself celebrated that feast. In John chapter 10, verse 22, it tells us that he was in Jerusalem for that festival, and it was winter. And so I thought, oh, the date, even the Lord, and the Jews say this too, that people go home, you know. Did you know that David, for instance, was born and died on the feast of, on the day of Pentecost? Shavuot, David, King David. So Oral Roberts' homegoing was significant. And that homegoing was in the date that was chosen was in the sovereign plan of God. And when he moved from earth to heaven, when he made his departure. And we're going to look tomorrow at what the Bible, what the New Testament never uses the word death, physical death, concerning a saint. It always speaks of a departure, mm-hmm. and or changing your tabernacle, your tent, or changing your clothes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But what we're going to see in this departure is heaven and earth working together, and even that connection with Billy Joe and Brother Oral. And so tomorrow we're going to get into that in more detail. Don't miss tomorrow.
I will be here.
You be there and get your Bible.
And I'll have my Bible.
Make sure you have your Bible with you. call people, have them come, because we're going to talk a little bit about heaven. We're going to talk about some very supernatural and far out things.
This that you're teaching this week, it clears up things for people, you know.
Right.
They see what actually was happening. Instead of just seeing the headlines that the newspaper might come up with, through the Spirit of God and an anointed revelation like you're giving us, you see the whole picture.
That's right. That's a part of the witness.
Glory to God.
Amen. And the blessing. Oklahoma got in line for the blessing.
Yes. Amen.
You know, God can issue blessings like He did with the Abrahamic blessing and everything, but then it's up to you. You choose life.
That's right.
Or you choose death. I set them both before you.
Yes.
Blessing and cursing. Choose. So He set a blessing for Oklahoma, but Oklahoma had to line up, and they did.
Praise God. Isn't that, that's like the news behind the scenes, isn't it?
Right.
What actually was going on. And we are just so glad, Billy, you're here to share that with us. Billy and I'll be right back.
Come to these exciting meetings. A Behind the Mission Weekend with Stephen Kelly Swisher is June 25th and 26th in Lombard, Illinois, at the Weston Lombard Yorktown Center. The Copeland Family Meeting in Long Beach, California is July 8th through 10th, 2010. Come and meet the family, George and Terry Pearsons, Stephen Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons at the Long Beach Convention Center. This year, the Southwest Believers Convention is being called Homecoming 2010. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, and Creflo Dollar August 2nd through 7th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th with Stephen Kelly Swisher at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. For more information, call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org. No matter where you are, if you have internet access, you are seconds away from life-changing answers thanks to the power of search, all new at kcm.org. It's easy. Just find this keyword search block, enter a word, speaker name, topic, or scripture. Search gives you instant 24/7 access to more than 40 years of revelation and inspiration from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Try the new keyword search today at kcm.org.
Hello, I'm Pastor George Pearsons. Join me on the Believer's Voice of Victory with my special guests, Mac and Sandra Gober with Canaan Land Ministries. The Lord can take anybody's life, even His, just the way they are, and transform them into something great. Be sure to join us for an encounter with God that'll change your life and the lives of those you love.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts. As time accelerates around the earth, the reality of the kingdom of God is becoming more evident. An outburst of the miraculous is about to happen, and you are going to be a part of it. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has put together a special package of resources to prepare you for the next awesome move of God. The Signs and Wonders package includes The Signs and Wonders, a book by Maria Woodworth Edder, who some consider to have had one of the most powerful ministries of modern time. You'll learn about the Holy Spirit, the power of faith, and how to receive your miracle. You'll also get the exciting Believer's Voice of Victory series, Signs and Wonders, with Gloria Copeland and Billy Brim. These broadcasts will teach you how to determine God's direction and be in the right place at the right time. Finally, you'll receive the landmark book, John G. Lake, His Life, His Sermons, His Boldness of Faith. Get ready to be a part of God's supernatural connection and His glory. Order the Signs and Wonders package, now available for just $29.99. For a product discount and 48-hour processing, order online at kcm.org. To request your copy by phone, call toll-free 800-600-7395. You may also write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. The Signs and Wonders package will show you how to get the power of God working in your life. For these and other KCM products, visit kcm.org.
You know, you've got to get in the flow. If you want to be in the right place at the right time, you got to get in the flow of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. And this Signs and Wonders package is really about people, from people that got in the flow.
Mm-hmm.
John Lake. Oh, his what we put in this book, and I'm the one that had this book done because I loved the John Lake teachings. They were just like what we used to call mimeograph
pages. His son-in-law and daughter brought them to you.
Yes, that's right. And so we had them put in the book. And then Sister Etter's book, Signs and Wonders. So much power. And Billy and I think I'd be safe in saying Billy and I both believe mm-hmm. that these signs and wonders are going to be manifest mm-hmm. again.
Mm-hmm. Now.
And maybe, probably stronger than ever before.
Oh, yes.
And then the signs and wonders teaching that we did on the broadcast, Signs and Wonders. These are the days of signs and wonders. But you know, it's possible for you to keep living a normal life, just getting up every morning, going to work, coming home, having your dinner, go to bed, get up the next day, go to work, and miss the whole thing. You got to go after the things of God. God will help you. He'll put people across your path. He'll do things like this broadcast or these books or whatever to get your attention. But ultimately, you're going to have to go after God if you want to know what's going on and if you want to walk in the Spirit. These are great days for the church, but we have to know it. We have to know what to do. We have to learn to be led by the Spirit. And it's so exciting. Nothing in the world compares to walking in the power of God and walking in the Spirit of God and being a part of the move of God. Glory to God. So get on with it. Drop things out of your life if you need to, so you'll have time to go after the things of God. Billy and I are going to pray for you. Father,
thank you, Lord.
We pray for every person listening to this broadcast around the world. And we ask you, Lord, to reveal yourself to them and to tell them the next step that you'd have them take in their walk with you in order to grow up more and more. I'm talking about Billy and me as
yes.
well as all the people. Billy
help
and I
us.
Want to continue to grow. We want to lay hold of what your revelation says to us. We want to know what you want us to do. We want to understand the moving of the Spirit, Lord. All of us together agree on revelation and insight.
Hallelujah.
And we expect the Spirit of God to teach us. Now get involved in the things of God. Find you a good pastor that has revelation and teaches
Amen.
You the Word of God. Billy and I both, we began to learn under Brother Hagin's ministry. We didn't know anything about spiritual things much. We were born again and that was about it. And filled with the Spirit, but not taught. I tell you, it changed our lives. But didn't we have to go after it?
We had to,
I
yes.
mean, we had to spend time going after it. So we've got all kind of material on the website that's absolutely free. Keep watching this broadcast. Keep the Word of God going in your eyes and your ears. It'll begin to come out your mouth and it will change everything. Billy and I'll see you again tomorrow. And remember this, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase today's broadcasts on DVD or CD, go to our website at kcm.org. or call toll-free 800-600-7395.